What do Pablo Neruda and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis have in common? Not much. He was a Chilean poet and a communist politician. She was first lady at age 31 and a widow at age 34 when JFK was assassinated. What they do have in common is the Chilean filmmaker Pablo Larraín. He's just made movies about the two of them. His movie Neruda is in Spanish. It's set in the 1940s when membership in the Communist Party was criminalized in Chile. The poet went underground, and in the movie, his flight, like the rest of his life, is an act of imagination, artistry, and poetry.
Por esos muertos, nuestros muertos. Para los que de sangre salpicaron la patria.
Larraín's other movie, Jackie, is going to get a lot more attention here. Natalie Portman plays her as a woman shattered by the assassination and intent on shaping the nation's memory of the Kennedy presidency.
Has to be beautiful. Do you tell them we need a horse-drawn carriage? We have to march with Jack. Everyone. A big, beautiful procession that people will remember.
Well, Pablo Larraín joins us now from New York to talk about these two films. Welcome to the program.
Hey, please, my pleasure.
And first, both of these movies are about famous people. There's been a lot written about them. What did you find still interesting about Neruda and Mrs. Kennedy?
Well, you know, I understand that we're talking about two main icons from the last century, and they might be very far from each other, but there are things in common, I think. I think they were both people who somehow shaped their own legends, and they were worried about their own public image, and there's always a gap in between what they wanted to express, the intention, and the result. And that gap is what allowed us to get into, you know, it's like a little door into the kitchen of this sort of unknown place, and that's where we work.
Americans, I think, all know who Jackie Kennedy was, even people much too young to recall the Kennedy presidency. I want you to describe how well Chileans know who Pablo Neruda was.
But can I ask you something? You think that people really know who Jackie Kennedy was? Because I think one of the interesting things about her is the incredible amount of biographies and books and movies and whatever is around and out there about her. But to me, it feels that we actually know very little about her. And that's why I think it's so attractive and so interesting, because there's an enormous amount of mystery around her figure.
No, I would grant you that. But I think on the basis of recognizing who she was and knowing the most basic facts of biography, she's a very famous person.
That's for sure. I totally agree. And I guess it's what happens with Neruda in our country, that his work and life, it's essential to our history. But at some point, we know very little about his intimacy. And so I guess both movies aren't exactly biopics. I don't think you can actually walk out of any of these movies knowing exactly who that person was. We're not trying to do that.
You mentioned a biopic. You've said that you're not a great fan of biopics.
No, I'm not. Why not?
What's your objection?
The movies that have been made about some specific people that I admire are usually movies that, you know, they don't really try to express exactly who that person was. And I don't think you can actually do that. You can't capture someone's life in, I don't know, 120 minutes. And it's good to know that. It's good to know that you won't be able to do it, because it lets you feel more free when you're working and lets you work with imagination and fiction. Like, what happens behind those walls in the White House, or behind those walls in Neruda's house while he was being chased by the police in my country? Nobody will ever know that. And that's what is so fascinating. If you could actually know exactly what happened, then it would be a documentary or something else, a TV show, a docudrama, but not a movie.
What's the difference between directing in your native Spanish and directing a movie in English?
It is very different, for sure. But I have to say that my biggest challenge in making Jackie was the fact that I was making a movie about a woman. I faced, for the first time in my life, a female character in the leading role. And, you know, I think Jackie is the story of a woman, of course, of a first lady, but mostly the story of a mother. And that was a beautiful challenge, to try to at least to share that specific sensibility and emotions. Let's remember that the movie takes place in only like the 5 or 6 or maybe up to 7 days after the assassination of JFK. And I think she did very interesting and beautiful things facing that enormous crisis. And that's what the movie is about. And that's what I try to capture, you know, that emotion, that fragility, that sort of existential terror that she faced, and try to share it with the audience.
Did you come away from making Jackie with a question that you would have wanted to ask her had you had the opportunity?
Oh, yes, a lot. First, you know, this might sound weird, but I would like to know if she ever talked to Pablo Neruda, or if she ever read any of the Neruda's work. That's something that I would like to ask her.
And if you could speak with Neruda, would you ask whether he placed any store by the Alliance for Progress, or whether he regarded the Kennedys as old anti-communists?
I would, for example, but I have this I think it's like a dream that I had, that it's like Jackie and Neruda, they both play chess. So that might be a movie, you know? Yeah, they're playing chess in the dark. And
you've had this dream?
Yeah, I actually had it, yeah. I have to admit it.
It's very unusual that you have two movies, at least in this country, coming out at roughly the same time.
And also what is interesting is that one of them is such an iconic communist from Latin America, and the other one is about a first lady married with someone who was struggling and fighting against communism. But they do share things, and I believe those things are important today, and the things that are still important, and they're still out there, you know. And I don't know, but just Fidel Castro died, and I felt that finally the 20th century was over. But then I get up and I open the newspapers and I look around and I see that what's going on in here and in other countries of the world. It's like, are we learning from our own history? Are we just, why are we repeating the same patterns, the same problems? I don't know. It feels right somehow to do cinema and to bring those ideas that might feel old-fashioned, but I think they're still very alive and urgent somehow.
Pablo Larraín, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you,
today.
Guys. A pleasure.
His two new movies are Jackie, which is in English, and Neruda, which is in Spanish with English subtitles. You are likely to hear his name pronounced Pablo Larraín. So in my defense, here's the first question I asked him when we spoke. I'm going to ask you to give me some pronunciation lessons to start. Do you say Larraín? Do you say Larraín? How do you say your
name? You have a very good pronunciation. It's incredible, man. Very few people can do that. It's Larraín.
Larraín.
There you go.
Filmmaker Pablo Larraín.